The late Arthur Russell was an avant-garde composer and cellist who also loved disco and rock. He made pioneering fusion records in the 1980s. Though few people heard them at the time, a reissue called The World of Arthur Russell seeks to unravel his legacy. Critic Will Hermes has this review.
History is a shill. It likes to lavish attention on the famous and successful, often leaving the true innovators to take care of themselves. Or not. Arthur Russell died of AIDS in the early 90s, largely unknown. A kid from the Midwest who found his muse in New York City nightclubs, among other places, Russell was a composer who played the cello, and he was bold enough to imagine that avant-garde classical music, disco, rock, and jazz, could actually taste good together. He recorded with David Byrne of Talking Heads, and some speculated he might join the group. He didn't, but he did make catchy and hypnotic records that were far ahead of their time. Back in the 80s, Arthur Russell released a lot of music on 12-inch vinyl singles for DJs to play in dance clubs. A bunch of them are included on a new collection called The World of Arthur Russell. They aren't disco in the conventional sense. These rhythms shift like a desert landscape, with trombones and samba drums and pianos drifting in and out of the frame. Arthur Russell also made music too intimate for dance clubs, combining his vulnerable voice with his beloved cello. Listen here to how the vocal and cello lines dance around a ghostly disco beat. In the 70s, Russell lived hand-to-mouth in Manhattan, scamming electricity from sometimes collaborator Allen Ginsberg. The poet ran an extension cord out his window into Russell's apartment. Russell recorded a lot of music, much of it never released. The World of Arthur Russell is the first of a number of Russell reissues due out this year, and the timing couldn't be better. Young New York bands like The Rapture and Outhood are reviving dance rock, and Arthur Russell's work offers some excellent blueprints. It's just a shame he isn't here to expand on them.
The CD is called The World of Arthur Russell. Our reviewer, Will Hermes, is music editor for Trax Magazine.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.